Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we answer a question about the Statue of Liberty, play some new music from Bob Dylan, and report about agricultural fairs across the country. That was a song from the movie State Fair. It is about one family's experiences attending an agricultural fair. Almost all 50 American states hold such events. They usually take place in August, September, or October. Shirley Griffith has more.
American agricultural fairs were traditionally held to honor the work of local farmers. Farmers and their families came to the fair to show their crops and animals and compete for prizes. Today, there are hundreds of state and local county fairs. Millions of people visit them. Some fairs last up to 3 weeks. One of the most famous state fairs takes place every summer in the state of Iowa. The Iowa State Fair began in 1854. Today, 1 million people visit the Iowa State Fair each year. A popular competition at state fairs is the cooking contest. People prepare food such as pies. Expert judges decide which ones are the best. Winners receive prizes. Other people take part in food eating contests. They try to eat the most food in a short period of time. The Georgia State Fair takes place later this month. Its program lists a hot dog eating contest, a pizza eating contest, a donut eating contest, a corn on the cob eating contest, and a chicken wing eating contest. People who visit a fair enjoy watching such contests. They can also see dogs guiding sheep together into herds. They can examine new home products and farm equipment. At some fairs, they can watch cars race or crash into each other at events called demolition derbies. They can attend live music shows with performances by famous entertainers. Children can go on rides. And of course, everyone can eat many different kinds of food. Anyone who has been to an agricultural fair knows that there is no reason why anyone should go home hungry.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Iran. Amir Hossein asks about the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty represents a woman holding a torch of fire. It stands on an island at the entrance to the New York City harbor. It is almost 93 meters tall, one of the tallest statues ever built. Its complete name is Liberty Enlightening the World. The Statue of Liberty was a gift to the people of the United States from the people of France. It was an expression of the friendship and liberty shared by the people of both countries. The idea for the statue came from a French history expert in 1865. 6 years later, artist Frederick Bartholdi traveled to the United States to seek support for building the statue. He decided it should stand on an island in New York Harbor. Bartholdi began designing the statue when he returned to France. He designed the statue's face to look like his mother's. French officials organized a group to raise money and supervise the project. The French people gave $400,000 to build the statue. In 1877, the Americans established a similar committee to raise money needed to build the statue's base. The statue was built in France. Bartholdi had hoped it would be ready on the 100th anniversary of the American Declaration of Independence in 1876, but it was not. France officially presented the statue to the United States Minister to France in Paris on July 4th, 1884. The statue was then taken apart and sent to the United States. Liberty Enlightening the World was completed in the United States in 1886. New York City celebrated with a huge parade. President Grover Cleveland and other American and French officials attended the ceremonies. Since then, the Statue of Liberty has been a symbol of freedom for people all over the world. Its meaning is expressed in the famous poem by Emma Lazarus that is written on the statue's base. Here is part of that poem. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
I don't care what you do, I don't care what you say, I don't care where you go or how long you stay.
Bob Dylan's new album, Modern Times, was released at the end of last month. Critics loved the collection of songs. It soon became the top-selling album in the United States. This is Dylan's first number one album in 30 years. Mario Ritter has more.
Bob Dylan is one of the world's most influential songwriters. Over the past 40 years, Dylan has sold almost 100 million records. He has performed in thousands of shows around the world. His new album, Modern Times, shows that Dylan, now 65 years old, still has a lot to say. Modern Times starts off with this song, called Thunder on the Mountain. Some of the words are about singer Alicia Keys.
Thunder on the mountain and as far as the moon. The ruckus in the alley and the summer will be here soon. Today's the day you're gonna grab my trombone blue. Well, it's hot stuff here and it's everywhere I go. I was thinking about Alicia Keys. Couldn't keep from crying, but she was born in Hell's Kitchen. I was living down the line. I'm wondering where in the world Alicia Keys could be. I've been looking for her even clear through Tennessee. Feel like my soul is beginning to expand. Look into my heart and you will sort of understand. You brought me here, now you're trying to run me away. The writing on the wall come read it, come see what it says.
Bob Dylan started as a folk singer in the 1960s. He wrote several famous protest songs about very serious issues. The songs in modern times are not as serious. There is a feeling of playfulness in the words of the songs. Dylan sings about the economy, relationships, aging, and regret. Here is an example, Working Man's Blues Number 2.
There's an evening haze settling over town, starlight by the edge of the creek. Buying power of the proletariat's gone down. Money's getting shallow and weak. Well, the place I love best is a sweet memory. It's a new path that we trod. They say low wages are reality if we want to compete abroad. My cruel weapons have been put on the shelf. Come sit down on my knee. You are dearer to myself, as you yourself can see. While I'm listening to the steel rails hum, got both eyes tight shut. Just sitting here trying to keep the hunger from creeping its way into my gut. Meet me at the bottom, don't lag behind. Bring me my boots and shoes. You can hang back or fight your best on the front line. Sing a little bit of these working blues.
Bob Dylan's record company says Modern Times is the last in a series of three albums. The first was Time Out of Mind in 1997. Love and Theft followed in 2001. At an age when other people are retiring, Bob Dylan is still very active. He performs more than 100 times a year in what he calls his never-ending tour. He worked with film director Martin Scorsese on a film about his life. He has a weekly program on American satellite radio. He is writing the second part of his book of memories. And in a few months, his music will be presented in a dance show on Broadway in New York City. We leave you now with this love song, Spirit on the Water, from Bob Dylan's new album, Modern Times.
Spirit on the water, darkness on the face of the deep. I keep thinking about you, baby, and I can't hardly sleep. I'm traveling by land, traveling through the dawn of the day. You're always on my mind.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Shelley Gullist, Nancy Steinbach, and Geraldine Watson. Katie Weaver was the producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Can't explain the sources of this hidden pain. You burned your way into my heart. You got the key to my brain. I've been trampling through mud, praying to the power. I'm sweating blood. You got a face that begs for love. doesn't mean a thing to me if I can't have you. I'll throw my love into the deep blue sea. Sometimes I wonder.